more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Automaker stocks have surged after word President Trump will grant car makers an exemption from tariffs imposed on Canada and Mexico. Reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
This only gives car makers a little breathing room. 1 month would be enough to stockpile some parts and vehicles, but not enough to change where vehicles are actually built. Car companies have said that tariffs would increase their costs and could increase the price of a new vehicle.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the president continues to stand behind his original decision.
He believes in tariffs because they'll ultimately make America rich again. They're going to raise revenue. They're going to help us pay down our debt. Most importantly, they're going to bring American jobs here back home.
The White House says the U.S. has held direct talks with Hamas on ending the war in Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon has that.
The U.S. has a longstanding policy against negotiating with terrorists. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirms the U.S. is negotiating with Hamas.
The special envoy who's engaged in those negotiations does have the authority to talk to anyone.
And while Israel confirms it was consulted on these direct talks, Levitt said the president believes this dialogue is important and effective.
What he believes is good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Adding, there are American lives at stake. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Ukraine says further talks with the U.S. on ending the war with Russia could be back on. In London, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer told Parliament he's working behind the scenes.
We need to do everything we can to ensure that the U.S., Europe, and Ukraine are working together on lasting peace. And I'm doing everything I can to play my part in regular contact with all of the key players, including talking to President Zelensky.
He's reportedly planning a visit to Washington with Zelensky and the French president. The Department of Veterans Affairs plans to cut 80,000 jobs, according to a memo, which says the objective is to return to numbers not seen since 2019. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers held a hearing on sanctuary cities. Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson insisted threats of deportation only lead to more crime.
Any actions that amplify fears of deportations make Chicago more dangerous. Those fears cause witnesses and victims to avoid cooperating with police.
Residents in Marshall, Texas woke up to a lot of cleanup from severe storms.
Well, astonishment, in a word. I came out to get the paper and there's a tree in the yard. I had no idea it had fallen. I've had them hit my house, and I assure you it'll wake you up if you're in your house.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties, with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. Racine's city council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Right now, it's 35.
I say hello. Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, how many steps do you think you take a day? Are you one of those who keeps track of that?
Want to go back and look? Should we look? I don't know. Is that something I can share? I could tell you.
It keeps
track right here.
On your smartphone, it keeps track?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it's not connected.
See, mine's not always accurate, my smartphone, because during my work day, I don't keep my phone on me. So if I get up and walk around, none of those steps count because I don't leave my phone in my pocket all day.
Oh, I got a watch.
Okay.
So it keeps track of these things, but you know what? It's not easily showing me on my watch.
If you had to guess, how many would you say on average?
Oh, 3,000, 4,000, okay. Somewhere in there, I think.
Right. Somebody told me 10,000 steps a day is the secret to good health. I don't know how accurate that is.
I'm sure everybody's different.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, I think everybody's different. But the origin of that magic number, 10,000, I looked it up. The origin is kind of surprising. It was actually a marketing strategy for a pedometer that was sold in Japan in 1965.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm just looking here. I'm good for like 7,000, 8,000 a day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Let's see. It says walking around 4,000 steps a day can lower the risk of dying from any cause, and nearly 9,000 steps might help keep your brain sharp. Researchers suggest aiming for at least 7,000 and increasing your count gradually.
Good. I'm right about there. At 7,000, that's just a little over, almost a little over 3 miles there, right?
Like I said, I don't think I would have an accurate count. I have no idea what my number would be because I don't think mine would be an accurate count.
Like, even with the watch, you know, it's close to it because
right.
You can be sitting there looking at it and it's moving. It's like, I'm not moving.
You just shake your wrist and it adds steps.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date on local news throughout the day on WRJN.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
I don't believe you, you're not the truth. some dreams. They were clouds in my coffee. Clouds in my coffee. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you, don't you?
When I went up to say,
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We're so excited to have partnered again with the Racine Raiders football team. We haven't aired their games in a number of years, but we did before that for many, many years. And we're excited to have the 2025 schedule on our air. All the home games, all the away games. Soon we're going to post the schedule at WRJN.com and we'll keep up on team news right up until the first game in May.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Presley, Jailhouse Rock on WRJN. Let's take you back to this date, March 5th, 1955. Elvis Presley made his TV debut when he appeared at the weekend show Louisiana Hayride on KWKH-TV, broadcast from Shreveport Auditorium in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you. Sports on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We're your home for Badger men's basketball, and you can hear the next game coming up when the Badgers take on Penn State this Saturday, 11 o'clock a.m. Matt LePay has the call of the game, and we're going to have all the games right through the tournament this year, so you can check out the WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During her court appearance this morning, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state, prompting the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Racine and Kenosha counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for that competency hearing April 4th. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s.
Currently 35 degrees.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind, your love is so rare. Being with you is a feeling I just can't compare. And if I can't hold, the moments we two can share.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. A study says domesticated dogs developed the ability to make that sad eye look as a way to evoke human sympathy. Their ancestors, the wolves, do not make that face at humans. They, you know, they have more of a "you look like you'd be quite delicious for dinner" kind of look in their eye. Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Genuine, like love should be.
28 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see a little snow or rain tonight, a low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 39.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Last for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we're going style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Shut up.